Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
And we are officially opening up the buffet. What one day might be the Golden Corral buffet, but it's really up to Golden Corral and our salespeople to get this thing done. In the meantime, we'll just call it the buffet. And that means for you at 800-919-3776, all the stuff going on, we're not going to tell you what we're talking about. You're going to tell us, man, I got to hit you guys up about this. We need to talk about this. We got to have a discussion about the Islanders tonight. They got to get that win. They got to get that dub at UBS. They got to get back in the series. Man, they deserve to win game two. You have that. Oh, I got some anxiety. The Knicks and the Cavs tonight, game three, was such a big game. How are we going to do? What do you think? I need to hear from you on that. Aaron Rodgers, could he be a Jet by next week? The draft is next week. There's picks on the line. Can Joe Douglas get that deal done in time? So that's happening as well. The Yankees, the Blue Jays at the stadium. Aaron Judge off to a great start. Am I missing anything, Bart? Oh, my God, the Rangers! Just smoke the Devils two games. The Devils, are they hanging on by a thread now as the series moves to Madison Square Garden on Saturday night? Billy Joel was told, hey, Billy,
whoa.
Close the piano and go home. We got a hockey game to play tonight.
Oh, we're going to put that hockey game on the Zamboni. We're going to slide the piano on the Zamboni, baby.
Put Billy on. Could you imagine putting Billy on the Zamboni like Schroeder with the little piano and he's just sitting there just –
We want the Zambonis because, when you're pulling something, like when you're pulling your kids on the 4x4 or something, and the Zamboni the Zamboni going to bump into the wall, to the glass.
You may be right. He's like singing. Oh, my God. All right, so 800-919-3776. The calls are stacked, racked, and ready to go. And Bart Scott, it is hour number three. It is a Friday. It is Bar and Hunt. So what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
Nixon six. Yes, sir. Let them know. We go to California, going back to Cali to talk to Danny. What's up, Danny?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm good. Listen, I spent about the last 20 years in New York, and I've only just recently come back to California. But for years, Don LaGreca has been sort of setting himself up as the arbiter of who's a sports fraud and who isn't. Mm-hmm. And first of all, I don't think the phrase sports fraud is accurate. I think it's sports polyamorous, or if you want to be judgmental, sports adultery.
Adultery? Because you're cheating on your team. I get it.
Don LaGreca is like the voice of the Rangers, but he's a devil's fit. Anyone who listens, sorry, I'm a lot breath, I'm working out. This guy, anyone who listens to him talk about the Rangers, like we can see the look in your eyes, like the guy who's having an affair at the office. We know what's going on. You know, he's having a little sports polyamorous thing going on, a little adultery, and he keeps calling everyone else a fraud.
So he's projecting. Wow. The therapist would call that projection.
Yeah, it's like one of those politicians who's always screaming about something. Turns out, you know, they've got pieces on the side.
Exactly.
So are you saying that Don LaGreca is married to the Devils but cheating on the Devils with the Rangers? And in this series, to have him do things like this?
Fox slides a pass back out to Lindgren. Lindgren back to Fox. Fox straight away, near circle, drops it off for Tarasenko with a blast, and he scores! Vladimir Tarasenko, we're tied at one!
I mean, he sounds pretty excited for the Rangers there, Danny.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can lie to yourself, but we see you, Don LaGreca. We know what's going on.
Ooh. All right, Danny. I mean, Danny.
All right. Love you guys.
Take it easy, man. Danny is caught. Wow.
Down one.
How do you feel about that? I don't. I feel a certain way about that, to be honest with you. I don't like
ooh,
it.
Ooh, my baby.
Like, I feel like that's a cheap shot at Don. Don's doing a job.
Yeah, that's
right?
How you get cheese on the taco.
He's doing a job.
But you know, you ain't got to put in a little extra luster on your call when they scoring against a team that you love.
First of all, that's a hell of a call. All right, let's be honest. Like, this is
Fox.
Listen to this.
Slides a pass.
It's the intensity in his voice.
Lindgren back to Fox. Fox straight away, near circle, drops it off for Tarasenko with a blast, and he scores! Vladimir Tarasenko, we're tied at one!
And the best part is that Maloney stays out of the way. Love it. It's a great call.
I'd have stepped all on that.
You would have. You would. We'd be able to contain yourself. See, it's one thing to do the job. It's another thing. Like, this can't be, it can't be easy for him. This can't be easy for him. Like, could you imagine if, let's just say, not that it'll ever happen.
Stillers.
Yes Network approaches me and goes, you know what? We need a voice. We need somebody to do Nets games. So they want to hire me to do Nets games. Nets are playing the Knicks in the playoffs. That's not easy. But, I mean, if the Chet is there, I got to take it, right, Bart?
Yeah,
I got to do what's right for my family.
It's like Ron Darling becoming the voice of the Yankees.
Yeah, sort of. But Ron Darling played for the Mets. Different story. Don didn't play for the Devils, but he grew up a Devils fan. So you see what I'm saying, like if that happened to me and Yes comes to me and they've got a offer I can't refuse.
So much.
What am I
going to
do?
Taco.
Say no? What am I, a fool?
Yeah.
Of course. I'm not replacing Mike Breen. We know that ain't happening. But what if something happened at Yes and like Ian Eagle's like, you know what, I'm kind of done doing this. Whatever it is, and they have an opening. Ryan Rucco's too busy to do it all the time. They bring me in. And I got to call games in the playoffs and it's Nets Knicks in the playoffs. What am I going to do? Am I going to pretend like I'm upset because the Nets are winning the game? No, I'm doing the job. Right? I'm doing the job. It's a different thing. That's a hell of a call, by the way. It's a great call by Don LaGreca on the Tarasenko goal. 800-919-3776. Let's go to Jose in Brooklyn. Jose, how are we feeling today?
I'm feeling awesome right now, Alan. I'm getting excited for this Nick game. I love the plug, and I am, you know, it's an anxiety-filled game right now because this is, I want to say, this is, it reminds me of back in the 90s, and I'm not going to get too ahead of myself because they're not as great as those teams were, but it's kind of giving me that feel where, you know, that game seven against the Heat, the last, you know, real great, you know, series that we were part of. But I want to go out there, and I don't mean to attack Don LaGreca, but I am going to back up that other caller because there were times where I got into a Twitter argument with Don.
Oh, he
tried to say that last Marty Brodeur run was a lucky run for the Devils because the Rangers had back-to-back Game 7s, you know, playoff series, and I pretty much blasted him because I was like, the Devils only play two less games. You can't just use the tired excuse.
I mean,
so yeah, I'm gonna go there. Yeah, he's more right. of a Rangers fan.
Well, I mean, first of all, Jose, I get it. Fans have a hard time with this because you can't separate the business aspect of it, but it is business, right? Like, you do understand that that does happen here, and when it becomes business, and I've done this long enough, we all become fans of ourselves, right? I become a fan of me. Like, this is good for my business, so now I have more of a passion for it. It's personal. So you got to understand that stuff. And anybody that thinks that, like, anybody should, oh, I'm not taking that job because I could never root for that team. I root for me. It's a dream job, and I'm taking it. Just understand that part of it.
Man, Roscoe Jenkins Jr. over here.
People. Well, that's right. Team of me. You know how this works. I mean, that's how this business goes, baby. Sandman is in Florida. Sandman.
What's going on, Al Barr?
What's good?
I love you guys, man. You guys are the best, man. I can tell you right now, these other shows in the morning, KJM and Greeny, they try to be like y'all, but you guys got it locked down, man. They kind of corny with their jokes. You guys is just natural, always flowing. Chemistry is right.
Well, you're born with cool, Sandman. Sandman, you're either born with cool or you're not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go ahead and hold on to that. I appreciate the love, young fella.
Exactly, man. I love you when you was in the Jets doing your thing, man. And I just want to say that, you know, I always root. I'm, you know, I live in Florida, but I'm a New Yorker at heart, and I always root for the not the regular guys like the Yankees and stuff. I'm a Mets fan. I'm a Knicks fan.
You got
I'm
character.
A Jets fan.
You got character.
Exactly. You know, you got to suffer a little so you can know when you win how to really enjoy it.
Exactly.
But I know that Han is a Yankee guy and stuff like that, so I respect that. I needed one team,
Sam. I couldn't go through all that pain like all across the board. I needed one team that could get me a chip every now and then.
No, I feel you, Adam. I think the Mets, the Mets are coming and the Knicks are looking good. They got me a little scared tonight. Not scared but nervous. I'm just hoping that Randle plays within himself and. RJ, wake the hell up, please.
Yes.
Please wake up one game.
Just give me a floor. Give me a floor burn. Like just get a floor burn. Something. I'll be honest with you. Sam, man. Like tonight to me feels like, and a lot of Knicks fans probably feel this way too, this is the we want to trust you game. Because, you know, again, playoffs 2 years ago, it was nice to get there. And then it was like, wow, that ended quickly. And that was not anything we thought it would be. Like, that popped the balloon fast. Then last year, you don't even make the playoffs. So now you're back in the playoffs. You win game one, and everybody's excited. Game two was ugly. And now it's like game three in the building is that, all right, you know what? This is the game where you could build a lot of trust with the fan base. Where we start to kind of have that faith, all right, they're going to come through. You know, you cannot lay an egg tonight. Like, you got to show up and show out because an L tonight, I mean, there'll be a lot of people jumping off this bandwagon. A lot of people. This is a big trust-building night. You agree with me, Bart?
I do. Trust tree.
This is
RJ better step up, baby. Circle of trust. Meet the Fockers.
Everybody's talking about RJ
Barrett.
Quickly. Can I also mention Mitchell Robinson? Nobody will talk about this.
But he had a good first game, so I mean.
He was soft in game two, didn't want contact, wasn't happy he was getting knocked around because their bigs were soft in game one, and they came out to fight in game two.
Well, two
and Mitch was
one,
like,
Alan.
I don't want to be part of this. I need Mitch to show up as well.
It's two against one, man. Sims need to step up. Let's get a little Sims. I think we need
he
to open
even
up.
Play.
That's what I'm saying. We should open up a little bit.
Hartenstein, man.
I like Sims, even though he was the worst dunk contest entry in the history of basketball.
All right.
Yesterday you saw a lot. Yesterday you saw the Clippers and the Suns go deep into their bench because they understand that you gotta get some minutes. You know, Golden State went deep in their bench yesterday, right? So like I think they got good enough players where they can steal some energy. Like especially as you get later in this series, you get some guys that if you can trust them just for like a couple of minutes. Go out there, give you a bunch of energy, run crazy, play at a speed in the tempo, just grab rebounds and sprint, get back. Mm-hmm. They need that because I think they slowed the game down too much against the Cavs. You got to get out and run against
the
dudes.
They slowed the game down against the Cavs. The Cavs slowed the game down. The Cavs
That's
were
what
the
I'm
ones
saying.
That were flying around defensively, caused turnovers. The Knicks were a mess. And it starts, of course, with Brunson, who has to figure out the trapping defense. They've got to have a counter now to that move. They got to have that first. And once they break that, then you need the show up stuff. RJ, show up. Mitchell Robinson, show up. Emmanuel Quickly, show up. So, but the first thing that's got to get done here is head coach and coaching staff. What counter move do you have to make sure that whatever that junk defense was in game two is not going to show up again in game three? Because what we saw in the Hawks series was there was zero ability to adjust to what the Hawks were doing to Julius Randle. And once that happened, that series was a wrap. So that can't happen again in this series. Let's go to Mitch in East Windsor. Mitch, what's up?
Hey, doing, guys.
Good.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You've been talking about the Clippers. Did I hear right that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George have only played like 22% of the time in, what, 3-4 years?
Yeah, he missed a whole year, remember. He missed a whole year.
I bet, too. And then he had an issue in San Antonio last year before he got traded to Toronto. If they ever win a championship, he'd be the first guy to ever have three different championships with three different teams?
As a lead guy.
Yeah, that's amazing. I just got to see RJ. RJ and Mitch is not ready to play. I see putting Heinstein. But with RJ, you know, has there been like three dunks from the same team the same year? They've been so disappointed in their NBA careers. Cam Reddish, I wish he had stayed, but I don't know what his issue is. And Zion, he's a Clipper written all over him. Guy's always hurt. And RJ, you never know what you get with him.
Yeah, the Duke players coming out of that, remember, they were like that super team with those three guys. It was great draft class that they had at Duke. Think about that. They didn't win a championship. Now they went, right? They were all top 10 lottery picks. Cam Reddish is on his third team, and who knows what's going to happen to him at the end of this year. Zion has missed 60% of the game so far in his career. And RJ Barrett, you could argue, has gotten worse, not better, since last year.
Plateau.
And that's a major concern as well. Dave in Brooklyn. Dave, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, Hey, Bart, you should go walk right down to the Garden's office and tell them, like, you got a great marketing idea. Like, I'm sitting here imagining, like, having Billy Joe playing the piano through the whole game or something like that, how bananas the crowd would be. That would be a great marketing thing.
And then in between, just dragging him, his ass back on like on a sheet tied up to the thing on the ice.
Down there, go get your money, man. Go down there, tell him, give you your money. But, no, that's really what I wanted to call about. Before the Knicks go, the Knicks just got to play like – the Knicks is a blue-collar team. They can't play, make no mistake, and win. They got to play like their best game. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to show up.
Yeah.
Like, whether you're coming up the bench or whether you're in the game as a starter, they need everybody to put in production. If they don't, because I think what's-his-name is coming to put in some work.
Can't let Garland go off.
Well, Donovan, and that's what you're right. Donovan Mitchell. Like,
that's
this
fine.
Is
let
that
him
opponent.
Have his.
Thank you, Dave. Right. That's here comes another team star to shine bright on the big stage at the expense of the Knicks. That's, to me, the anxiety. If you're power ranking the anxieties, that's probably at the very top of the list. Of all the anxieties Knicks fans are feeling tonight, number one is another team star is going to shine brightest on this stage and beat the Knicks, because that's been the script for the last how many years? 50 years?
Yeah, but
and
I'm
it's
just,
been a painful script.
I'm just saying, in my opinion, what we can't do is let Darius Garland go off. Like, let Donovan Mitchell have his, man. Like, that's fine. But what you don't want to do is be trapping him and then letting Garland get in the rhythm and let guys get in the rhythm, because they're getting wide open-ass shots because you're trying to run and take the ball out of Donovan Mitchell's hands. Now, I don't want you to let Donovan Mitchell go crazy, just, you know, penetrate. Because, you know, if he penetrates and get into the basket,
right.
he can block a third quarter. Yeah, he can dish it out. But you got to be able to – it's like with Jordan. You know you're not going to stop Jordan, mm-hmm. but you ain't going to let Scottie. You got to go attack Scottie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also what I think they have to do.
Yeah, it's always been the thought. I'm telling you, Donovan Mitchell could go for 60 tonight. If the Knicks win, nobody cares.
Yep.
Right? That would be the most irrelevant 60 you could ever score in a playoff game.
Yeah, but let Garland go for 40.
And the Knicks win, nobody cares.
Let Garland go for 40, and then you lose. Like, man, y'all let this bump come in and come do this, blah, blah, blah. Right. See, we should have drafted him instead of drafting R.J. Barrett. Right. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Control the narrative tonight, Knicks. Eric in Queens. Eric.
Alan, Mark, listen. I don't know what to say about these guys. I'm painful. I'm hoping they come through. My thing is this, and I think that this has always been the thing with Tibbs. If you look back with the Bulls with him, always had great teams. They only went as far as the team would go. Like, we give him credit when he wins, but when he loses, we want to bash him. I'm one of them guys too, but I just personally think that he's not the right coach, but that's another time. Why don't we give Barrett a shot, right?
We have given him a shot.
What shot do you want to give him?
We've given him a shot.
2 for 12.
Right, but give him a shot, right? I mean, with a quick hook, put Fournier out there.
Oh, my God.
How worse can it be?
Eric. Oh, no, way worse.
It could be worse. Talking about no defense.
Eric, I promise you. Way worse. Way worse. Teams see him on the floor, and they go right at him defensively.
They put him in a pick and roll. Boop. Got it.
Yeah, no. You can't do that. I just need RJ to step it up a little bit. That's all I'm asking for.
And listen, Tibbs, I think, is a false narrative about what happened with him when he was in Chicago. Come on, he was going against LeBron James in his prime.
50 wins a year.
But I'm saying
they were a playoff team, and they went to a conference finals.
But LeBrick was doing his thing. He was in his superpowers.
Yes. Yes, you had that.
And
too.
And then he had the super team that came over at Paul Pierce. Mm-hmm. Like, man, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, you were also going up against some great teams, but they were a very competitive team. And Minnesota, you could argue, didn't give them long enough time. They got rid of him too soon because they fell apart after he left. But I want to start doing that. This is I'll be watching tonight to see, all right, what did they do to adjust to this trap and Chetty Osmond and Caris LeVert, bigger, longer athletes on Brunson. What are we doing to counter that? Because that can't be like, oh, that's it. Can't do anything about it. No chance you can score on that. That can't possibly be the unbreakable defense. It can't be. Carlos in Bayside. Carlos.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
How's it going?
Good.
Barahan, how's everything? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Cooler potatoes.
What do you think about giving the bigs on the bench some more playing time, like Hartenstein and what do you think about Jericho Sims, the way they got beat up under the boards, you know?
That's what
Barr
wants.
I think Deuce McBride is a hell of a defender. You know, I think that he'll do a little damage on one of the bigs
they're physical. Be physical with them. You're going out there for 5 minutes, so I expect max effort. You know what I mean? If they can show that they can get into the sets and get in the flow, listen, we know what Sims is. He's a lob master. Mm-hmm. So go to these baskets, get these lobs, set good hard picks so Brunson can come off and roll to the basket, and let's see what you got. And let's outpace these guys.
How about just bring the physicality like you did in game one? Because they push back. Okay, but you want to play physical? We can play physical too.
But you know Mitchell
and
Robinson.
And it's like,
man,
all right, but can you get to this level of physicality that we're about to bring?
But you know Mitchell Robinson, man. Like
he doesn't want it.
But he's a guy that he's brittle too now.
Well, like he doesn't want to get hurt. I understand. But he, in game two, to me, he did not like getting hit, and then he started avoiding being hit. Those are the guys you can't afford to have in a playoff game. Yep. He can't do that in game three, man.
So I think you sent a message. I think you sent a message to him if you give Hartenstein some of his minutes. So if you want these minutes, you got to play the way we need you to play. Or who want – that's what our coach would say. Guy be out there running the ball. Who want to tackle today? Somebody want to tackle? Put your hand. You want to tackle? Get your ass in there. Hey, guys be hungry for that opportunity. Like, yo, I tackle his ass, coach. I'm ready to die for this, coach. The other That's guy like, nah, need. Man. Man, I just bought a house.
800-919-3776 is the number. We'll keep the full buffet open. Is there any anxiety about Aaron Rodgers from any Jets fans at all? Because you keep hearing people trying to push this narrative of another team that could come in and swoop in and take him and all that stuff. And it's like – yeah, exactly.
Are those same people that's trying to trade for Trey Lance potentially? Yeah. How about that? Get the young guy. Go get the young Trey Lance and work with that. Leave us alone.
I'm waiting for some Ranger fans to chirp too. Not getting a lot of chirping out of Rangers.
That's because they're feeling good about themselves.
Rangers,
man.
Devils, man. What is it scoring? Is it 10-2 in two games? I mean, damn. No chirping at all from Ranger fans. All right.
Close only. It only counts at least because they anxiety. Don't mean they can't come back.
Jets fans' anxiety. Giants fans' anxiety about Saquon. Knicks fans' anxiety about Game 3. Islanders fans' anxiety about Game 3. Like, we all understand what's going on right now. And then there's Devils fans. Is your season about to end? Nets fans, are you there? Like, can you just get one? Avoid the sweep? Anything? Lots to get to before we hand it off to the K Show. We got a big night tonight on MSG. 1 hour pregame show. Remember, tip-off's at 8:30.
Show, man. They be listening.
We start at 7:30.
Why did somebody just send me some Billy Joel tickets? It just came up on my screen from my Yahoo, my email account. Just said Billy Joel tickets.
You're welcome.
Come on, man. Come on, son. No, they ain't giving them to him. They're trying to tell this, is, you know, they always listening, man.
Oh, they're always listening. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
And you should have like fireworks.
Put on like a two song concert.
Yeah, and like the fireworks coming out of like the piano.
Oh, like Saturday night at the Garden, Rangers Devils, and then Billy just is like, you know what? I feel like singing a song. Does anybody mind? The whole place would go bananas. Like, they'd be throwing all kinds of stuff out there. Just roses, bras. Like, guys would be throwing. Like, it'd be
octopuses.
Octopus. What else?
I
can't think of anything.
Thongs, food. Thongs, bras, thongs. Hair pieces, lace fronts.
The thong would take a minute, though. Like that would quick. Nah, the thong would be unless you wear a skirt.
You just snap it, just cut it in the back.
Oh, you just
pull
you
it
just
off.
Cut it. Is that how that works? Have you ever had
if you're a real American, that's what you understand.
Have you ever had that happen where you just like running by, like running into the tunnel, and just boom?
Nah. They would have did that to some players. They would have left. Like, hey, you about that act? You about that action?
You about that action? Oh, man. 800-919-3776. There was another story that I know I did not get to that I cannot think of right now. But meantime, let me give you a little pinstripe report. It's brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. With all the playoff stuff going on tonight at UBS and at the Garden as well, the Yankees remain in town. They now take on a division opponent. This will be an interesting series. The Toronto Blue Jays. We get Domingo Herman tonight, Bart Scott.
He picked the gem, didn't he?
We have Garrett Cole tomorrow as a 1 o'clock game, by the way, tomorrow at the stadium. And Sunday, it might be Blue Jays home run ball day at Yankee Stadium. Clark Schmidt will get the start. He and his 8.7-something ERA.
Clark Schmidt.
Kind of need better out of Clark Schmidt, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Need better out of him. But still, Judge off to a really good start. That's a good sign. The Yankees need to get healthy, of course. Not great news from Stanton, who's out for weeks. Donaldson still trying to work his way back. But it is – and, of course, you know, it'd be nice to get Rodon. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Rodon. Be awesome to get him back at some point, but he's still feeling a little something. So – you know what's good? We're distracted by all the winter playoff stuff, and maybe by the time all that settles down and we get into the summer, the Yankees will actually be healthy and whole again. That's the Pinstripe Report. It's brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management for a pain-free life. Visit samwellpain.com today. 800-919-3776. Like I said, full buffet is open for the rest of the show for the weekend. We continue with your calls. Jason in Jersey. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
So, I just had a theory. Could there be someone that the Jets are eyeing to take at 13, hoping that that person either falls to them or by some happening be there for them?
Yeah.
I think there's two deals in place for Aaron Rodgers, and they're waiting on someone that they want to draft. I think Rodgers is a Jet no matter what.
Yeah.
I just think that 13th pick is what is holding it up.
No. It's not the 13th pick. What it is they want a number one next year regardless of what the Jets do. Like, the Jets want that to be a two, or want them to send back a two if Aaron Rodgers decides to retire. What we're talking about is a two from this year and a one next year, which probably, if Aaron Rodgers plays, should be a low one. And the Jets are saying, hey, yeah, we'll give you a one if he's still on the team.
Yeah.
We'll give you a one if he stays on the team. For two, we want something back if we do that. So
yeah,
that's
not about
fighting over. It's a second year compensation.
Right, Jason. It's not about what the Jets are hoping to get at 13. The belief is that they're picking at 13, that's not going to change.
Yeah.
The issue is the Jets have been looking for some type of compensation, a give back, if Aaron Rodgers decides to retire after 1 year.
Yeah.
If he's like, I'll play one. After the first year, he just goes, you know what? I think I'm going to walk away from the sport. And then the Jets are like, wait a minute. We just gave you a second and a first for a guy that gave us 16 or 17 games. So they don't want that. And the Packers are saying, no, you assume all risk when you make this trade. We shouldn't have to give you any contingency just in case he decides not to play more than 1 year. That's on you now. That's not our problem. That's a you problem. So I think that's where it's held up at this point.
Yeah.
And they know they don't have to really do anything because the first soft deadline is before the draft. That's why we believe that at some point – thanks for the call, Jason. At some point this week, this coming week, something will get done, and we hope it'll be before the draft. Because if it happens during the draft, as Bart mentioned, that really kind of messes up things because you have a plan in place if you have the pick or don't have the pick, and you'd rather have everything just clean cut and ready to go. And I'm sure the Packers would rather know, we have pick 42 in our pocket, let's get ready for it, or not.
Yeah, because remember, you can trade future picks. So if they got that locked in, that is guaranteed a one, then let's just say they see a player that they want and they want to give up next year's one – to move up, they have two ones from next year. Mm-hmm. And they might say, well, the one we get from the Jets is going to be low anyway. We expect that maybe we'll be better. Our pick may be better than the Jets. Then that allows you to trade that pick. But how you going to trade with the – it's a contingent pick. Maybe it's a pick. Maybe it's not a pick. Nah, man, I need this to know that we got a 24 number one for you guys, because in case, you know, we see somebody that drops or somebody that's amazing that falls, then we can move back up and go back up and even take 20 and get mm-hmm. up higher, because yeah. they're at 20. So if I can take next year's one with somebody who has two picks that don't mind moving to the second round, like you look at the teams at 30 and teams at 29, 28, sometimes they're like, you know what, it's plenty for us in the second round. Let's get an extra pick.
Right. It's going to be a lot of draft talk next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know Bart's already doing all the research. Mike in Manalapan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Alan. How you doing, man?
Good.
And Bart. Love the show. Hey, I just wanted to call in. I hope finally Knicks fans and people in general can finally now realize that Jalen Brunson is not a superstar. And by what I mean by that, it's not being disrespectful by any stretch of the means, but people seem to throw around that term just nonchalantly. He's a good player. Great. I mean, above average, not necessarily great.
He's a second or third tier superstar. Yeah. Like Jimmy Bucket. It's only five in the first tier.
But, Mike, I'm just curious. Where have you heard people call him a superstar? He wasn't even an all-star.
Like Knicks fans in general. No, I know. But in general, you know how Knicks fans are. They lose the first game.
Let's start there.
It's just, you know, you hear them calling.
He didn't even make the all-star game.
To be a superstar, you need to get box office. And, you know, how they said they're going to win,
Well, you got to make the all-star game to start, right? Well, you got to make it an all-star game as a start, right?
A superstar is a player that when he's added to a team, that team becomes a contender. Jalen Brunson came and made the Knicks a good team. That's what he did.
And I have one more question too.
Go ahead with the question.
Perspective with regards to the Jets and Rodgers.
Yeah,
the Jets. I feel like the Jets aren't. I mean, they are getting a great quarterback, possibly win them a Super Bowl, and if they're going to have to give up a one. Why should they need anything back?
They're getting
an Aaron Rodgers quarterback. Any other time in general, you get a quarterback, even if it's 1 year, you might win a Super Bowl. Why do you need something back? You take the risk.
Exactly.
We're giving you a guy for 1 year where he's going to elevate you, top three, top two quarterback in the league.
Yep.
We're giving him to you, trading him. We want a number 15.
But the Jets are taking $50 million off your books to allow you flexibility to go get stuff too.
But Bart, what Mike's saying is what I said. I'm selling my used car to you, or I'm buying your used car, and I'm saying to you, well, but if this thing breaks down in a year, I want some money back. And you're like, no, you drive it off the lot. That's your car now. I'm not giving you money back if it doesn't work after a year. That's not how it works. And I think if you're the Packers, it's the same thing.
Except
this used car is a Lambo or a Ferrari, exactly.
Which you know you're gonna have problems.
Yeah.
But Mike, it was a precedent set when they traded for Brett Favre. They had this same type of deal set in for Brett Favre, and Brett Favre left and went to Minnesota. It don't matter. But it's
Brett
still
Favre
apples to apples.
What
do you mean? You want to know what? You're right. Brett Favre Brett Favre is more accomplished than Aaron Rodgers. If you look at the record books, as great as Aaron Rodgers is in a passing era, he still trails Brett Favre in passing yards and touchdown passes. So you're right. He's not Aaron Rodgers. He's still a little bit better. And they still won Brett Favre won three MVPs in a row. Aaron Rodgers won four. So let's not act like it's not apples to apples. And if the gap isn't as big as you think, Mike, because I hate how people disrespect Brett Favre like that.
I'm saying these are two great quarterbacks. It's not disrespect. I just feel Aaron Rodgers is even a little better than the great Brett Favre. That's all. And all I mean is, you know, the Jets, you're getting a used Lamborghini, but not many people get this chance. Like when you trade for a top prospect, it's a 15th draft pick. If you want him, you pay for him. This is the deal. We don't have to give anything back to you. Maybe he's there for 2 years. Maybe it's one. But you got the top player, second best quarterback in the league.
But what if I told you that the Jets gave up a third round draft pick for Brett Favre, not even a first or a second, and they're the same damn age.
Let me also point this out. Aaron Rodgers wants to be a Jet. Brett Favre had to be convinced to be a Jet, and he did it for 1 year with the idea that I wanted to be in Minnesota, but I have to stop here first. Rodgers isn't thinking that way. Rodgers wants to be a Jet. That's a big difference here.
He's like, I'm going to be a Jet, then I'm going to go to a cave next year. Same thing. I don't care. He still may not want to be here 2 years. What's the difference? One went to a team, one went to a cave. Same. They both left you.
800-919-3776. One last time to share your anxiety with us tonight. I got tons of it, Bart. I'm starting to feel it right now. It's like we're getting close to 3 o'clock. I got to get to the garden.
Coming in the air tonight.
I'm just, I don't know. Ooh, I'm getting a little like I'm getting the anxiety starting to build up right now, Bart Scott.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Like, I almost feel like if he started it just a little bit earlier, because you got to wait for the, like, when he just, like, butta, 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 like, it just go crazy. You, everybody air drums that. Everybody.
Don't be in a tackle line. Like, we do the fake form up, fit up, tackle. Oh. Hey, man, what the hell wrong with you?
My bad, dog. It's on like popcorn.
Somebody going to die today.
Of all the songs in the world, would you say In the Air Tonight?
Yes.
If you played it anywhere in the world, when it got up to the part when the drums kick in, you're going to tell me that not a soul would all of a sudden just raise their arms and pretend they're just the air drumming that part?
Yeah, and it's not even like a good like song for sports. You don't even know what it's about. It just hit hard.
You could be exactly. It just hits hard. I don't care where you are. Seriously. Seriously, you could be in
air
Stockholm,
drum.
Sweden. You could be in Dubai. You could be in Tokyo. You could be in Detroit. It doesn't matter.
It's universal. And it's only very few songs that do that.
Very few.
Do you think, like, I Will Rock You, We Will Rock You is like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the minute you hear the beginning of We Will Rock You,
we
the stomp,
will.
Right? Stomp, stomp, clap.
You start
stomp, stomp, clap. Oh, forget it.
It may be Rocky. Well, Eye of the Tiger.
That's pretty familiar. Oh, yeah, you're going with the bass drum. Because
I just feel like when you do that, you feel like you're ready to fight. And got the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last of survivors ride their way through the night. And these words have been the tiger.
Dun, you didn't even dun, say dun, words. Dun. Those weren't even dun. Words.
Because I don't think they say words either. Dun, just, dun,
dun. He got Eye of the Tiger, right?
He did get Eye of the Tiger.
It's that right there.
But dun, you sounded like, dun, like, you know dun, the song dun, Gangnam Style? Like, dun, you sounded dun, like the dun. Guy singing Gangnam Style, where it's like what? Everything else didn't sound like a word, and then he just, Gangnam Style. Oh, yeah, I know that word. Like, bang, everything bang, that was said, you have, they weren't even words.
Because they I don't think they are words in that part. But I'm telling you, when you hear that, dun,
oh man,
dun, 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 I wonder if our listeners, I know we only got 13 seconds, but I wonder how our listeners feel. Like, which one is that? Because do you do the air drum, like boom boom, or do you do it like you got the big bass drum, boom 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 boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? Because the marching band, boom boom
boom boom boom boom. I'm telling you though, when that hits, oh forget it. Like, you lost me. I'm gone. He gone. Like that hits, and I get all kinds of crazy. Like, I'm feeling it, Bart. I got to tell you right now, I'm kind of feeling it. Like, this game is big.
It's huge.
It's a big trust fall game.
Because emotion, man. Like, you don't want to beat a team that got to come from behind.
Are you going to catch us? Well, because we're all in. The faith is there. We're all in. Are you going to catch us? There's a trust fall night right now for Knicks fans and their team. Trust fall night.
Knicks want to just be able to celebrate something, man.
Just something. I'll tell you what. I'm going to say this, though, because we're on MSG tonight. 7:30 pregame starts. But when this game is over, we got an hour-long postgame. And let me tell all of you crazy something. Everybody, you're in the city or even in the building. 7th Avenue, our window. You know where to find it. Mm. Fill the street. They win this game tonight. Shut down 7th Avenue. Everybody out in the street. Everybody on a Friday night. Everybody.
Hey, if they find me some tickets, man, just let me make my right turn first so I get up out of there first.
You're not using 7th Avenue anyway. But I'm serious. I've seen it before. The Bing Bong and all that stuff, that was 7th Avenue.
The parade.
7th Avenue was filled with all you crazies. That was a regular season game.
That was a parade.
You want to show people something? ABC is there with their cameras all weekend. ABC Knicks, yes. ABC Rangers
let's
on
show,
Saturday,
let's
ABC
show
on Sunday.
Let's show Luka what it be Fill like it. To play in the Garden. Let's
yes,
show
sir.
Luka. Hashtag Luka.
Great weekend, everybody. K-Show next.
Man. Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.